Pull up some papier after these urgent care. Today's date is 04/17/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Maurice Warner. Warner spells W-A-R-N-E-R. Maurice spells M-A-U-R-I-C. Date of birth is 03. Correction, 08/13/1969. Just a 55-year-old gentleman. Here for a routine follow-up period. In this paragraph, Mr. Warner has a history of morbid obesity, hypertension, low T, erectile dysfunction, here for follow-up for hypertension, here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. He states that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient complained of a mass on the anterior surface of his chest and on the lower surfaces of his abdomen, period. So lesion has been there for years, but is getting bigger and sometimes painful, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and was negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 143 over 90. Pulse 79. Respiration 18. Temperature 90.2. Period. Next paragraph. Anterior chest wall. There's a 2 centimeter soft, well circumscribed, mobile lesion. No tenderness to palpation. No central puncture. No bleeding or discharge. Period. Next paragraph. Similar lesion is located on the suprapubic region of his abdomen, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effects are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is morbid obesity. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is low T. Number 4 is erectile dysfunction. Number 5 is epidermal cyst. Number 6 is hypertension. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was given a referral to a dermatologist for management of his large epidermoid cyst. Next paragraph, his medication were refilled as follows. Testosterone 200 milligrams / mils, 1 mils IM weekly. Next medication for 90 days, number 12. Milliliters. Next medication, furosemide, 4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, minoxidil, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, ibrutinib, hydrochlorothiazide, 300/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Cardivello, 25 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient had labs drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, PSA, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D, testosterone. Next paragraph. Patient had also ultrasound, his annual ultrasound, including today to assess his organ structures, considering he has ongoing and long history of hypertension, to assess his vascular circulation status, his prostate. These studies were all unremarkable. End of the patient.